Hello, my name is Artur Rahimov, and today I want to introduce a video that I made as a host for the first time with John White. You may remember we had an interview some days ago, which I posted on our YouTube channel. And I want to explain why I decided to kind of, John, to explain his therapy related to use of different frequencies of audio waves, of electromagnetic waves, of some pulsed electromagnetic signals in order to improve health. I teach Buteyko breathing technique and breathing retraining, and we generally, as you know, use Buteyko lifestyle, which is based on natural kind of activities, like we take care about physical exercise, sleep, and so on. And that looks like a bit artificial because people use devices, or you can use it for free, actually. I'm going to explain how. And so the reason why I decided to kind of explore this therapy and to ask John to talk more about it, and actually ask some of our students as well to use this therapy for free, which you can do like using kind of simple audio files, just to see if they can help you to address certain health problems. What I discovered over years of training, that like if I have, for example, some like 100 students during certain period of time, there would be always people, maybe 2-3, maybe a bit more recently, because probably people who are kind of having more health problems, trying to see like who is going to help them, and we look online and we like compare different practitioners, and we maybe decide that I can help them. And because of that, I actually have quite many such students online. They just struggle a lot with breathing retraining, unable to improve the breath, and we get stuck often, like most commonly, with 12-15 seconds breath threshold when we progress for the morning CP. During practice, it depends, sometimes it's improved, some not. Some people may be around 20 or around 23-25. And we often like very diligent students, like I would say in most cases, we were able to practice up to like 1-2 hours per day of breath, do really good amount of physical exercise, like up to 2-3 hours a day, and still could not improve following all these recommendations, ideas of the traditional or classical or original Buteyko method, plus even doing some additional things, let's say related to diet or something else. And it still did not help them, meaning that we probably don't understand health enough, or of course, those people, they would commonly have a lot of various health problems, such as, for example, chronic fatigue, which could be combined with, let's say, depression, hormonal problems, infertility, sleeping problems, multiple allergies. So there are kind of combinations of health conditions which make breath recovery very difficult. And that's also one of the big reasons why I'm trying to explore other therapy. You may notice, like recently, I had three videos posted with leading actually experts in IHHT, intermittent hypoxic, hyperoxic training. When people breathe special air composition, VCP actually grows a lot. 10, 12, I know cases like people with CFS or fibromyalgia, 15 seconds, very, very large improvements in VCP CP results after sessions, which could be like usually 50-60 minutes. So why I decided to use also this therapy that I believe, actually, I know like already a couple of students who tried this therapy, and they noticed that it looks like the effects go beyond placebo. So what happens here is, and how you can use it for free, is following. They have a website also organized by John White called Rife Therapies, and they have the Rife frequencies. So what he did, he created a long list of various health problems, similar to like, you know, Buteyko can cure, like some people have 100, some people more than 120, 150, various health conditions which could be addressed with breath retraining. So these are actually very similar lifestyle conditions which could be also, and symptoms which could be also addressed with these therapies, and you can use them for free. Why? Because these are like audio files which are on YouTube, on his John White's YouTube channel. So the link below, if you click on it, you would get on the page which called Rife Frequencies. And over there you can see a list of many, many health conditions in alphabetical order, including like again, asthma, depression, diabetes, panic attacks, stress, insomnia, and so on and so forth. So you can choose whatever health conditions or symptoms you believe are kind of more pressing or more urgent or more kind of prevented you from having a normal life, a good life. And so click on those files, and what is going to happen? You get on a page with YouTube video. So what you can do, you can listen right there, or you can click on YouTube and go on YouTube, listen on YouTube. Some people who are maybe more kind of technically savvy, they can even download MP3 file, audio file, you know, and can get them, because all you need is audio file to listen. And I suggest you can listen to these audio files, for example, when you practice Buteyko reduced breathing, or you use a Frolov device or amazing DIY device, or you do meditation, or you maybe do pranayama, some other yoga practices, which may last like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, because this is the typical length when, as believe, the effects are kind of noticeable. People feel that actually this particular frequency, and this is like kind of the simplest, easiest version, because they know this, like John White is going to explain, that actually having professional devices and having more complicated devices involving like special generators, biofeedback machines, which can test you and find frequencies which are suitable specifically for your body. These are, could be next steps if you find that these actually simple files work for you. So if you decide again to try it, and I encourage you to try it, but as well as other students like who just like kind of maybe for whatever reasons have maybe a too stressful job, so not enough time to do physical breathing exercise to get Buteyko standards of golden health 60 seconds. Even those people could be also try it, because it's very possible that again, like if you have certain symptoms, conditions, and these conditions could be addressed with right frequencies, you can probably get some benefits as well. And that would be great, of course, it would be great if you can later share your experiences, because over years I get like such fascinating feedback from people about all type of therapies. I remember like years ago, like starting from very new therapies, like when virtually nobody knew about them, like earthing, grounding, many, many years ago. And Wim Hof method, for example, and several other techniques I remember, like because of great support from our students of YouTube channel and of our Facebook page and so on. So I encourage you to try it, and maybe even if you're relatively healthy, if you want to try, you can also try it, because it's again just for free. You can get audio files, listen to them with your headphones during your sessions, or have it them played in the background as well, again during your practices. Or at other times as well, like when you watch movies, do some other things. So yeah, that's about it. Please enjoy our interview with John White. Thank you. My name is Artur Rahimov, and today I'm honored to host here John White, who is a researcher and inventor from New Zealand, and he works in the area of Rife and Scalar Energy. So he has background in electrical engineering, physics, and computer sciences, and he has been researching solutions to serious health problems already for more than 10 years. John specializes in energy and scalar resonance healing, biofeedback, and PEMF therapy. So he can bring us kind of to explain what we are doing, and probably I can start like asking like what is your company about and what do you do?
Well, our company started because there was a great void out there of companies that really care for customers. We find that virtually all the companies were more interested about their profits and their margins. They didn't really care about the people that they're supposed to be helping. And as a result of this, that you could only buy very expensive equipment that wasn't very effective. So,
like to make it more clear, because our people probably most of them or many of them will not understand equipment in relation to create what exactly? What is the purpose of the devices?
The purpose of our devices is to help people resolve health issues, and this could be anything from insomnia right down to COVID-19.
Okay, but the devices are, what do we involve? Like, is it like, you're talking about devices generating sound waves, electrical, electromagnetic waves, or even some other types of energy? Like, what is exactly?
Well, it's pretty much all of the above.
All of them, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we've been around for quite a while, and we know what works. We know what is not quite so good at helping people. So we do everything from plasma frequency devices, post EMF, we've got even ultraviolet, it's vacuum ultraviolet. We've got a lot of devices, and each one has got a certain specialized type of treatment that you apply it for.
Uh-huh.
So, for something like something very serious, like a cancer or some serious viral burden in your body, you'd want to go to something like plasma. Yeah, but we've got everything.
But but for me, for example, it's a whole kind of a whole new area, because I probably heard it long time ago. I don't remember exactly. Maybe I heard about it, but I did not study it. Only I know a little bit, and I don't know how it relates to your therapy. I recently learned about Orgoni energy and Orgoni accumulators, and even tried some of them. So, but what you're talking about kind of, in a way, makes sense, but it was not kind of in my attention, for example. So these devices already have been used for decades, yeah, you would say?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, even precursor devices before we were around. Well, it all started in the 1920s, actually, uh-huh. which is mm-hmm. 100 years ago with the Royal Rife. He designed machines that created special frequencies which cured cancer. Nowadays, we can't use the word cure, well, not with a C anyway, but we create devices which are basically, very, very similar to his devices with a modern twist, because we've got modern technology to help us along. Back in the 1920s, we needed, he was a genius, Royal Rife, so he could do things that took us 100 years later to do. It's quite a fascinating read, because this was before drug companies were quite powerful, and so he did start to make inroads, but then the suppression started, and his methods were ridiculed. I think you see this in a lot of health fields as well, not just with frequency equipment, but even with herbs, homeopathy, using orgone. All of these have been ridiculed. You don't go to a doctor and expect them to advise you to take, just take a few drops of this buckflower remedy to calm your nerves. They don't do that. You take a drug, you'll feel better. mm-hmm. But he started off at the very beginning of all this, and then bad things happened to his equipment, his records were destroyed, and it's a sad story, but it's a story that should not be forgotten, because it's important that people know that there are alternatives. This truth that we are fed on is not necessarily the truth, and it's certainly not the whole truth. And I know you yourself, you've got quite a broad mind. And you really know what I'm talking about here. Keep your eyes open and think hard, think for yourself. Yeah, so this is what we do. So we are sort of aligning ourselves with the work of this gentleman of 100 years ago, and growing on what he knew.
I tried to find some clinical studies, for example, on Rife methods, and could not find actually any medical research, at least like in using PubMed, like this National Institute of Health search engine. It did not show any clinical studies, but I could imagine like kind of doctor maybe kind of reluctant or ignorant enough, not to do this type of studies. Do you know yourself, like anything done in terms of something like, let's say, having control group, experimental group, and comparing it with placebo effects, something?
Oh, absolutely. We've even held it some ourselves. But there's a clinic in Florida, but I can't be more specific than that, because they work under the radar. The unfortunate thing is, doctors, to be registered, have to pass the guidelines of the registration board. And if they start recommending frequency devices, they lose the registration. It's the same with the studies. People A few people have applied for grants for doing these studies because they are expensive, and they've been declined. They couldn't get the backing of, guess who, the major corporations, because they follow the money. And there's not a lot of money to be made from a device that only uses electricity. You get a device that uses a patented drug or some other patented compound, and instantly there's profit margin. So then there's the interest. Everyone gets, you know, gets very excited. The it's a travesty, really. With this COVID-19, from all the bad things that have happened, there's been a few good things. And I was reminded this yesterday. Vitamin C therapy. You can't make money from, you know, intravenous vitamin C. You just can't, because vitamin C is so dirt cheap. You can't patent it. You can change its formula, its compound slightly, and give it a different name, but it quite likely won't work any better than the you know, regular vitamin C, regular ascorbic acid. And you can't patent a compound like that. And yet it saved thousands of lives. I'm based in China, though I'm from New Zealand originally. And it saved, we had shipped to Wuhan, well, not shipped, it was by train and by truck, 50 tons of vitamin C. China had a serious problem, and China wasn't going to limit herself with Western regulations. And so basically it's an emergency, it's like a war against the virus. They pulled out all the plugs. Everything was a possible answer unless it's proven otherwise. They found out that Chinese traditional medicine had a really profound impact on the virus, as did intravenous vitamin C. And so for all the bad things that have happened with this pandemic, the little few good things is that people are opening their eyes and thinking, wow, you know, maybe there is something. And even though there are no studies, formal studies for vitamin C, which there are actually a few, but they're hard to find, they're buried. Because there's not many, people may now direct some of the attention towards that. And hopefully some of the ones that don't need so much funding, like some of the larger universities, they can put their own funding into it. It's what I'm hoping, when all the dust has settled, is that people have become more aware of the fact that no one is actually deficient in a drug. People may be deficient in a nutrition element, or they may need extra amounts during emergency, during crisis periods, like a virus infection. But no one's ever short or deficient in a drug. Mm-hmm. And so it's always best to hit things where the, you know, where it hurts. And it hurt the virus most with intravenous C. There's other ways of delivering the vitamin C, like liposomal methods, which I do at home because I don't like injecting myself. and other things as well. Glutathione is also a very powerful thing to take in liposomal form. And these things are so cheap, and people can do it. You can make liposomal formulas on a stovetop in a blender. So, yeah, you can do it. But people need to be aware of it. People need to be, they need to realize that really, at the end of the day, the people who care most about their health are themselves. Part of Spooky, which is the company that I started, at the very beginning, I thought, well, that I don't want to have the control over other people's health. I want them to have control. So we put a great amount of effort into training videos, tuition, teaching other people. This is what you look for. These are the steps that you take. And this is how we can help you. The Spooky software and the frequencies and everything, that's available for free. Our hardware obviously isn't free, but we don't care. If someone wants to download the software, just get the frequencies and run them on their own device, good on them.
Okay, this is actually, I wanted to ask also my kind of my own question, that you have this one of the website which has Rife therapy. It has Rife frequencies, And it has a very long list of diseases. So I was like studying, looking at them, quite interesting. Maybe I can ask you a few questions about this particular therapy, or maybe you can also compare it with other therapies. If you think about such thing, like for me, kind of from practical viewpoints, since I'm also a health teacher and educator in health, can you say something like something related to success rates of people? Like what would be, does it work only for some people, or some people, like some people get a lot of improvement, some small, like what would be the approximate experience in relation to, of course, probably I would expect that like various health conditions would also have different kind of effect when people apply these frequencies.
Understand. Now, so we are talking about audio frequencies. I went to the site just now that you've suggested, rightfrequencies.com, and that redirected me to a site actually in New Zealand, in Avondale in New Zealand. That's not us. We have a site which has free audio tracks, which is frequencyheals.com. And because I haven't been there for such a long time, I better go.
Oh, there is rifetherapies.com. This is where I went. I think this is spooky site.
Rife Therapies. I don't think so.
I think so. Because it has frequencies, and I think when you click on frequencies, what happens? We have free video files which are 20 minutes long, and it has says Spooky 2 high frequencies. So it's created by Spooky 2. So you can't hide from that. So it's yourself.
No, well, we don't do any hiding. We try and keep as open as possible. That sound, was that you or was that me?
that was me. I opened one video page and it was video file. Yeah, from YouTube. No, this is what I mean. Like, I actually had a couple of students already because I discovered that, like, kind of the simplest and the easiest way for people to start is to use, because equipment, I look like it's like, let's say, 1,500 or 600, whatever, or like 700. We have various devices, I look at them. But to invest this type of money, of course, most people would need to see, like, would it help them or not?
Yes. Well, the good thing. The reason we started this,
I tried already with a couple of students, and we both found that actually we noticed improvements in their health in relation to symptoms that we addressed with these frequencies.
Yes. So, yes.
And my idea was that probably it's a good way for people to start to use these YouTube files. They can listen. Like one of my question would be, for example, is it the same as listen with audio devices, or it's better to have like speakers which produce sound waves for the whole body? Because when you have devices, it's only your head mostly which gets, because through the bones and through the tissue, probably very little gets inside the whole, like all tissues of the body.
It's more the volume, if you like, of the signal. It's best for your whole body. The signal going through your ears has got to be low because it's so close to your eardrums. It's generally around 200 milliwatts, whereas speakers are several watts. So if you can use a powerful system, and even probably wear headphones, so when the neighbor starts banging on the door, on the windows, they don't disturb you.
Well, yeah, you mean headphones to protect you from noise?
From the neighbors, yes. But having said that, yeah, but having said that, you know, people do apply these frequencies using headphones and they find it very good. See, the distance between here and your brain is very, very short. And so it could be just as effective using headphones. If it's something like an issue that's in your lower parts of your leg, as an instance, then you'd want to go to a full speaker system, I guess. Sound travels very well in the human body. So if you can induce sound in your arm, for example, because your body is mostly water, sound travels through water very, very well. So your whole body becomes the speaker, if you like. So it depends. Most of the people use it, apply these frequencies using headphones. Mm-hmm. However, if you've got a powerful audio system, and you've got neighbors that are okay with it, then you can crank that up as well. Now, I have seen on the site, and it is at one of our sites, you know, what we do all the time is think, well, how can we help as many people as possible for as low a price as possible? It's amazing we're still around after 10 years with an attitude like that. But we started doing audio, creating our audio tracks, because it's free to listen to. It doesn't cost anything. If you've got a computer with speakers, you can play it through the through the speakers of the computer and get a benefit. From my personal experience, the benefit will not be as great as if you get a dedicated treatment device, but it's still better than nothing. And at the moment, we've got so many people, basically the whole globe is under lockdown. We've got very few people working, so money's very low everywhere. So what we really need are solutions like this, where you can treat yourself for nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, the frequencies that we've created for this site, they're all broadcast simultaneously. Other sites, they do one frequency, then it steps to another, then to another, and does that in a sequence. But in simultaneously broadcasting them, it's a difference between a note and a song. We're creating the song of the virus or the song of the condition that's being treated. And we found that the effectiveness of the audio was markedly better than if it's a single note, single note, single note. You think about when you eat a cake, would you sit down and consume a cup of flour and a couple of eggs, then take them down the sugar? And life doesn't work like this. You'd rather have the whole cake and have it just all at once in the right proportions. And this is what our audio does. It gives all the frequencies in the right proportions.
So, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what that's all about. The frequencies, you don't have to listen to them very loud if they're on your headphones. It's not a brute force thing. A lot of them are brain entrainment. Your brain is actually controlling pretty much everything that's happening inside your body, apart from intruders. So you don't need a lot of volume to entrain your brain.
And how we all calculated, like, who was the person that to find, like, the guest? Because there are so many, probably more than 100 different, like, symptoms and health conditions listed there.
One thing we can't be accused of is sitting on our hands. We keep ourselves busy, and we have within our devices means of doing biofeedback. We've also got many thousands of users that report back what biofeedback results they've had with what conditions. And we've tied this all together and created programs that are within these audio programs.
So that means you can kind of go through different frequencies and monitor how the body reacts, and then you find some frequency, you can say, okay, this frequency could be beneficial. So then you can continue going and you find another frequency, you pick up another one, so then you can combine all these frequencies together. Is it something like this?
Well, you've said it better than I could. That's right. We have two devices that can do the biofeedback. One is monitoring your pulse, our spooky pulse. And that measures when your body goes, oh, there's something there. Oh, that got me right there. Your body knows what's happening inside, and your heart rate is being affected. We recently created a signal generator, which has a very sensitive detection circuitry built inside. And so it can just scan the frequencies very quickly and measure the changes in the signal as it passes through the body. So we can do a very, very accurate scan that way, and much faster as well, because of course the pulse is limited to your pulse rate. If you've got a very low pulse rate like myself, which is seldom above 50, then biofeedbacks take forever. But if I was to use our generator X, then the scans are very fast. And they're remarkably accurate, really skewing the accurate. And just recently, I refined the software which drives the generator. Just recently, I discovered a way of improving the accuracy of the biofeedbacks. And then it became really scary because the conditions it was reporting back, if I did a reverse lookup on the frequencies that it found, were pretty much bang on. The people that I knew that had heart issues, that had issues with balance control, degenerative conditions, was picking these up. And so I got to a point where I wasn't so happy about running one on myself anymore. I'd rather live in fantasy land. Well, no, I haven't got any health issues as such, but in my family, I've got a weak thyroid. And it came up with that with me. It didn't say I had a thyroid disease, but I had a possible early onset thyroid issue. Now, because it found that, I know that I've got to supplement myself with iodine. No, we don't sell iodine, but if you've got a thyroid issue, generally iodine is good, unless it's a Hashimoto's. But that's a very, very precise way of finding frequencies. We've got a molecular weight database, so we know the frequencies of pretty much all essential oils. We bought them and we tested them in a huge Faraday cage room where there's no outside interferent noise. We ran the frequency sweeps and found where the spikes were. And those were the molecular response peaks, pretty much like a, what's the word for it? It's like a refractometer. You've seen these graphs that come up. You see the spikes at certain light spectrums. It's very much like this, but it's working with frequencies. It's fascinating stuff. So it's purely by accident. I actually discovered this this improved way of doing biofeedback by making a mistake. But they say that's how penicillin was discovered. So sometimes mistakes are good, aren't they? If you just think things through afterwards. Now, I'd made a mistake, but somehow, for some reason, the results seemed to be better. Now, what did I do wrong? And then why did it make it better? And so I backtracked, found out what I did wrong, and made it part of the new procedure of doing biofeedbacks. It was really quite an interesting story. It was something that you would not think would work. You wouldn't think that in 100 years, you wouldn't think that this different method would be successful. But it wasn't just successful, it was amazing. And so we used the results from other people and from our own selves, our family and friends, to discover the frequencies that are for certain conditions and then applying those frequencies to resolve them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I can maybe ask you why do you do what you do and why you're so passionate about it?
Well, I mean, everyone's had family members die from disease, cancer or more. It took the death of my grandparents on my mother's side to give me a big kick in the pants and say, look, I've got the technical expertise. Why don't I apply it where my heart is? I couldn't help them with their conditions. I couldn't help them with their cancers. And yet I felt that I could. I didn't at that time have the knowledge, but that's just a curve, a learning curve that can be obtained. And so I decided to dedicate my life to helping other people that are still around, still above ground. I also found that, as I said in the very beginning, other companies weren't helping sick people. They purportedly do, but they don't. I'd buy a device. I can't dob any companies in, but one of them is a very well-known brand. It's it's got a great reputation. I bought a $500 box. Well, being an engineer, I opened it up and I found it only had one 555 IC, two resistors and a LED. It's basically $1.50 or $1.85, I think I priced it at, of components for $500, maybe $4 for the mold as well. So I'm generous, maybe $5 for manufacturing. So there, relying on other people not being experts and being led down garden paths, just being said, well, this is going to harmonize yourself to with nature. It's going to make the EMF signals coherent with your body's signals and therefore less damaging. Well, no, it doesn't actually work that way, and it can't work that way. So we decided, well, I decided, I was working in a garage by myself making the accessories, and I was developing the software as well. I became very, very focused. I was determined to find solutions for people. I was working in with a friend of mine in South Africa that found a method of treating people via remote. They don't have to be in the same room, same city, same country, or even the same planet. They can be anywhere. Now, being the engineer I am, I told him it was rubbish and it wouldn't possibly work. And I proved him wrong many times until he proved me wrong. And that was the turning point. I decided, right, it works. Let's make it into something that everyone can use. So rather than make it into something you've got to build as a kit set, which works kind of well, I refined it and made something which works amazingly well. And people don't need to use screwdrivers and hammers and nails and things. And we sell it cheap. So everyone can afford it. We call that Spooky Remote, which is possibly our first accessory for in our line. And it grew from there. I was using mostly suppliers locally, but I found that some things I needed to source from China because I couldn't source them from America. And then I found one good supplier that did not let me down. If they said they were going to do something, they did it, or they'd report back. And I wasted thousands of their hours in trying to find things or changing things in the way I wanted it so I could make it into devices that are for medicinal use. And it touched me how, at what lengths they went to help one person who lived in a country that no one's heard of, New Zealand. You know, I bet you'd probably never heard of New Zealand until a couple of weeks ago, perhaps. They're really helpful. As it transpired, I moved to China to live, and the person who was helping me is now my wife. But that's another story for another time. And I promised her I'd never say that story, so I just wiped that from the books. It's been a tremendous path. Spooky has grown. Spooky has never been about me. It's never actually been about the hardware either. It's about the people. If people can, by whatever means, take control over their own health, then, you know, then that's all we're wanting. That is our ultimate goal. And so our difference is we're not self-focused. We focus outside at other people. There's another thing too. We have a thing called, in China, secret blessings. I cannot tell you things that we've done, which private things that we've done, because then it's no longer a secret, and then the blessings value is reduced. But what we do have openly are trusts. And 5% of total sales costs goes to this trust. And the trust is for people that can't afford their own treatment devices. It's also helping people that are very, very ill and need the funds for whatever reason. We publicly state that. Now, we state that publicly because the blessings go to people that buy any of our products. If you buy any of our products, you know that 5% of your sales is going to people that need it, and you're helping thousands of other people. So there's blessings to you. We also have a $1 one sale. You're giving money away, aren't we? Where this is more of a local thing, where we call it $1 one love for every product sale, we add $1 to our trust, and that trust is to help children in need and helps to give them their education, to raise their level, so hopefully they can grow up more, being more learned and more aware. And maybe they'll ask when they're growing up, "See, where did this money come from?" "Oh, they came from these people here." "Right, and what did they do?" "Oh, they tried to get other people to think for themselves, try to get other people to think, well, this isn't just the only truth, there's other truths out there. Go out, do some digging, find the real truth." And this is what our ultimate game is. So we're not focused on products, we're not focused on software, but we are very focused on our users. So we're very, very different from other companies. Totally different. Totally different. Yeah, like our database, just while we're talking about, we've got a DNA database. We know there's DNA databases out there. They're $15 for each pathogen that they treat. And there's one that's just come out for COVID-19, a DNA frequency. Now, we've got our own DNA frequencies. We call them base pair frequencies because that is more precise to what they actually are. Different words, same thing. So our equivalent to the DNA frequencies, we address every single one of these commercial sets of DNA frequencies, which are $15 each, plus hundreds of thousands more that they don't address. And our price for our frequencies is zero, free. We give it away. We aren't interested in money from numbers which came from nature. They're God-given, you know. People discover them. How on earth can humans charge money for something which is free? And even the DNA data, that's freely available on different websites. Through the hard work of researchers that have discovered the constitution of the genomes which make up the bacteria, the viruses, fungi, and all the other things. They've done all the work. So what right has anyone got to get these free information, run it through a database, and then start charging for it, $15 a pop? That's just wrong. And, again, because our focus is on users, we've decided, no, we'll take the bull by the horns, make a few enemies along the way. Well, more than just a few. The enemies are the other companies and the people that release these DNA software packages, and just throw it out. People can decide for themselves to use them or not. But we've done our part. Yeah.
Okay, great. I wanted to ask about like biofeedback. You mentioned that one way or the earlier way was to monitor how the heart reacts. So yes. Probably slowing down the pulse would yes. be the goal. Then another, you mentioned that the faster way of organizing biofeedback is through the, what is the, another mechanism?
It was through monitoring the electrical signal through your body. We've got a device called Generator X, and okay. It's got circuitry that measures the signal.
Which measure electrical signals, but what would be like the kind of positive response, what you are looking for? What do you want to get from this device when you like, let's say, scan through frequencies, what type of reaction?
Okay, well, you've asked me a technical question, so I'm going to dip my toes a little bit into the land of strange words and give a proper answer. Perhaps people can look up some of the terms I'm going to bring up. I'll try and keep things as simple as possible, but some things I can't avoid. There's a measuring device called a grid dip oscillator. That's a device that measures resonance in an electrical circuit. You connect a grid dip oscillator to a circuit, and it will tell you where the resonant frequencies are. Resonant frequencies are the frequencies which have the greatest physical or electrical response. Now, what our generator has is basically a grid dip oscillator built into it. At any time, the generator knows how much current and what phase angle the signal is producing. Now, the signal can be anything from the low kilohertz range up to the very high megahertz range. It doesn't matter with our device because we found a way of measuring these extremely high frequencies. So we measure the response of the signal as the frequency changes. When the frequency reaches the resonant point, which is the point where the virus or the bacteria or the fungi gives the greatest electrical response, there will be a change in the signal. Now, this doesn't rely on someone, on your own body giving a response. It's a physical thing, the physical characteristics of the bacteria. The device as you've got it connected, generally use TENS pads. Your body becomes a capacitor with these signals, and your body is the dielectric that's within the capacitor. And dielectrics, which are biological, have a response curve. Any spikes within the curve are the smaller resonant points, which are the individual cells that are within your body.
Does it apply only to pathogens? Because you told viruses, bacteria, fungi. Or does it apply also to like health conditions like hypertension or cancer or diabetes?
Because it's purely physical, if it's something which is not producing a physical change in your body, then no. So if you've got a headache, it won't pick up a headache, if you like, because there's no headache cells that the signal must pass through. But certainly if there's any pathogens that are in the way of any sort, then yes, it will detect that. It even detects, if you've got antibodies of something, if you've been immunized for something. It's very interesting, we've had spikes where the antibodies are for those pathogens, even though the person doesn't have it, but they carry these antibodies. So presumably there's been cellular change within their body or possibly within their blood, which our device is so sensitive that it can detect this.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting, very new, yeah, interesting information. And what about like spooky to scalar and scalar energy?
Well, this is interesting. We fell into the field of scalar energy 4, maybe 5 years ago. We were amazed at what the potential scalar energy has. And we were equally amazed at the price of the products that were available to provide the scalar field. Mm-hmm. When we started developing Spooky Scalar, the cheapest scalar device you could find was $11,000 US. $11,000. So who can afford that? Only people that have got very deep pockets. And so that immediately got us thinking, well, hey, why don't we do something? Why don't we do it better and cheaper, both? And so we went down the path and did our clinical studies and trials and everything. At the end of maybe 2 years of development, we came up with Spooky Scalar. Well, we produced Spooky Scalar. Actually, because I'm not really a salesperson, I don't even know how much we sell it for, but it's a lot cheaper than what this other company was doing. It was based in Germany. And they immediately reduced their price down to, I think it's 7,000. Actually, it's euros, 7,000 euros. because they realized that our machine was going to take a lot of their market. And it has. Spooky Scalar is huge in France and in other countries. And this other company have tried to ridicule our scalar device through various means, but we've replied to all of their criticisms, including that our device produces copious amounts of EMF. It doesn't. We've measured it and proved it. And it's the dirty side of business. Now, if I was them and someone else brought out a product that's cheaper and better, I would immediately think, well, hey, first of all, I'm going to make my product better still, and I'm going to try and make it cheaper still. But all they've done is fight us and try and turn people against us, which is not a nice way of doing things, really. I guess it's because their focus is on themselves rather than their users. But no, our scalar unit is extremely good. It's got a connection for connecting one of our generators, but I guess you could use another generator from a different supplier and apply frequencies, healing frequencies into there.
Scalar energy, can you explain the whole concept? What is it like? What is type of energy is it?
Yeah, well, there's nothing really close to it. I guess scalar energy is kind of like a percussion wave, like sound. When people think of frequencies, they normally think of the up and down frequencies, but people don't normally think about the pressure frequencies. Now, scalar energy is kind of like a pressure frequency, but it's also like a vortex. A scalar field is not actually moving, it's stationary. It's like a giant zeppelin, a balloon. And that's the shape of the field that gets created. We've measured the field, we've measured the dimensions of the field. A friend of ours has even photographed it by putting a photographic silver nitrate plate between the transmitter and the receiver. It's fascinating that once the field has been established, you can then send information through the field. And this is where it really gets interesting. If you've got a need to take medicine each day. Now, medicine, as everyone knows, is pretty expensive, and you've got to go to the doctor every time to get a renewal of your subscription. That's another. They've got their business model perfected, absolutely perfected, but there is another way now that Spooky's come along. You can take a single, very, very expensive tablet, put it on the receiver plate of our scalar device, and the information from the medicine is being transferred into the scalar field. All you've got to do is be within that scalar field, and you get the benefits of that information. But it actually gets better than that. Now, a real strange quirk about the scalar field is that the further the field, the units are apart, the stronger the scalar energy. I recommend people go to spookydoo.com and look up more information about scalar, because there's a lot of information that I'm skipping over, important information. But you can set up your whole house all within a single scalar field. So with one spooky scalar, you can encompass your whole house with something healing, like a very good essential oil. And you can bathe everyone within the house and improve their health by setting up scalar this way, by buying just a little bit of, maybe you'd want to put some myrrh on the receiver plate or something nice, you know, something expensive, but you don't have to buy a lot of it. And then you have it for months and months and months. You don't have to keep on reapplying it. You can sleep in it, live in it all day. Now, it's a kind of a perfect solution where if you are really stuck to having to use a drug, you don't have to go on and keep on replacing a drug, consuming it, but the information of that molecule that's within the drug is being put into the scalar field, is going into your body. Your body is absorbing what energy it needs and using it. We've had a lot of people that have either reduced their drug intake or gone off it completely. There are researchers that are in, actually this is in the northern part of Florida, who are using hemp oil in their scalar units. And they're putting the information of the THC into water, and they're measuring it using gas refractometers. They're measuring the spikes where the THC is. So it's not just hearsay, it is a science. Unfortunately, science isn't advanced enough to really give an adequate solution as to how or why, but it is a fact that it is. Like 200 years ago, you couldn't even begin to explain to someone about radio signals. TV. I mean, really, this, you'd be hung if you started talking about things like this, burned at the stake for being a witch. But it's fact. And it's only taken this time to become aware that, you know, and radio signals have always been with us because they're being emitted from other planets. You know, so there's natural sources of radio frequencies, but we just didn't know about them. We were blind to it. Now we've become aware of scalar energy. And you can't poo-poo a fact. And facts that can be measured, facts that are, that we've got thousands of reports of people giving feedback. We don't have all the answers as to why, but we do know that it does, and we do know how we have made the process as efficient as possible. Our speaker remote was very much like this as well. We couldn't really figure out why treating the DNA of someone affected someone so many miles away. We just couldn't figure it out. And now we've refined that to a point where we think, well, it's not very likely to be improved on much further. We can now treat someone by remote as efficiently as if they're sitting next to you, connected physically to a generator with hand cylinders or with TENS pads. Our remotes are as efficient as that. And you can treat yourself for a condition while you're working, while you're jogging, while you're sleeping, while you're doing anything, while you're on holiday. You can treat yourself. You can set up your computer with a remote access software like TeamViewer and dial in from a hotel room. If you get a headache, dial into your system at home, change your program to a headache program, and the headache will disappear. We don't really know why. We know that space is an illusion. We know that time is an illusion. Well, time is probably the measure of everything, so time isn't an illusion, but space certainly is. So when something is apart, it's not actually apart, it's actually together. But I'm the worst person to explain this because I always put my feet before my mouth. But the plain fact of the matter is, there's no one human now that has the real answer. If they can say in experiments, a molecule can have two states simultaneously. And a scientist can state this with a straight face. And then they can't really explain it. They've started down the path of discovery, but at least they're not ridiculing it. They have measured it, it is true. With our speaker remotes, we're using a similar concept where at one point in time, two molecules had the same physical location. We use DNA for our remotes, our own DNA. So this DNA came from ourselves. So when they're separated, what you do to one DNA is mirrored in the other. That's how it works in a nutshell. Our remotes apply frequencies to DNA here, and Joe Blogs or Joy Blogs down here gets the effect because they share the DNA. At one point in time, the DNA was together. It's separated, and we rely on the connection between the two, the spooky action at a distance effect for our remotes.
Okay. Then I think I kind of started to understand why it's called spooky. because there are so many effects which kind of we don't have answer for, yeah.
That's right. Well, this is the reason why we call ourselves spooky. We don't have the real absolute answer why, but we do know that it does. And so it's spooky action at a distance. And the name stuck with us. It sounded about right. You know, it's spooky. What are we doing? It is kind of spooky. It's strange. Why is it working? A lot of our devices use the more orthodox methods of connecting ourselves to a frequency device, which everyone knows about, or plasma devices, which most people know about using a plasma tube. But the spooky remotes, they're the things that started it. Yeah, they are really interesting. Very, very interesting.
And you mentioned some minutes ago that it's possible to kind of not stimulate, but kind of substitute certain substances, like, for example, medical drugs and some other, with very kind of electromagnetic characteristics, yeah, in a way. And you mentioned, like, how instead of taking big dose of drug, you can take much smaller dose of drug and intensify the effect using your device. And you mentioned also some, like, my question is, let's say there are certain, I don't know, let's say vitamin deficiencies or amino acids in the human body. Yes. Is it possible that the device also can kind of provide, again, like, kind of substitute as energy source of the device and to provide even maybe minerals or whatever, like, is missing?
Absolutely. As an engineer, I'd say that the idea is crazy. But as a person that doesn't put the shop blind, I look around and I try things. I know as a point of fact that it does work. This example I gave before about the THC oil, that proves beyond a doubt that it's putting the information of the oil into the water, and the effects of the oil will be the effects of the water if you consume it. If you're within a scalar field that's been created and has the information from any drug or compound, then yes, you do get the benefits that's being provided. Absolutely. It's beyond question. It's beyond absolutely all doubt that the information works. Now, when we were doing this, we also calculated the theoretical frequencies of molecules and applied them also to the scalar field. We found that that worked sometimes, but it didn't get the whole essence of the compound. If you put the true compound on the device, then it's everything. It's all the, not just the nutrients, but what about the things that we have not discovered? The micronutrients or the micronutrients, it probably just goes on forever. If you put the whole molecule on, then you get the greatest benefit. When we have the frequencies for healing, which you started on at the very beginning of this discussion, I was saying about the benefits of having a song rather than just having a tone. It's the same thing. It's the picture rather than just the paint. We found that there's a greater benefit with sound that has got more than just the single frequencies, but the whole smorgasbord of frequencies simultaneously. So you get the benefits of all the frequencies that are within the compound. That's more beneficial than just beep, beep, beep. That's pretty archaic. That's Stone Age stuff, that is.
Okay. So, what would be your philosophy then of understanding diseases?
Well, diseases, there's several lines of thought, but the way that we like to think of it is this. It's aligning much in the way of ancient Chinese medicine, where there's a blockage in your body. Think of your energy flow as being like a river. If you don't look after your health, you get a few leaves, a few twigs falling into the water. And maybe over time, you'll get a buildup in the river and the water slows down, it's flowing. If things progress further, the flow can stop. That's the point where you get a disease. It's important to maintain the flow. If your body has got good energy flow, your body can remove toxins from your body, can fight pathogen invaders into your body. The body's got very good defense mechanisms. If you can open up the flow of the energy through your body, then your body can then go into its secondary phase, which is recovery. But during the emergency phase, when you've got a blockage, what Spooky Scalar can do, it can give the mitochondria within your cells more energy. It increases your ATP levels so your body can fight pathogens better. It's like widening the river a little bit. So it gives your body a bit of a trickle through again. So it gives your body a fighting chance. It's not the only answer. Of course, you've got to fight things from many angles. But if you've got the flow of energy, then your body can then start doing the recovery process. And you can do other things like vitamin C supplementation and other things to help fight. Or you can even do frequency healing methods as well, if it's something serious. We've had thousands of reports of people that have found benefit through the scalar device, even without really knowing what the root causes for their tiredness, being lethargic, insomnia, constant headaches, migraines, or skin issues. They haven't really known the root cause. They've been looking at the symptoms and treating the symptoms. But without really addressing the root cause, it's just going to come up again as soon as you can't paint rotten wood. The wood's going to keep rotten underneath. You've got to resolve the problem. So Spooky Scalar gives your body a bit of energy. Now, you've been a top athlete and you still keep incredibly fit. In fact, looking at you now, it'd surprise me if you weren't still a top athlete. You know the importance of energy, not just for competing, but the energy for life. If you are low in energy, as soon as there's a bug going around, your body will be like a sponge, you'll suck it in, and then you've got it. And you've got it for weeks, right? Because you haven't got the inner energy, the strength for your body to fight it, to get rid of the invaders in your body. So I'm not talking about muscular strength. I'm talking about cellular health. And what Spooky Scalar can do is improve the energy levels within your cells, so that your body can fight and maintain better health. I'll tell you a little bit of, just between yourself and myself, okay? We had our scalar device in our apartment because the apartment's not large. We could bathe the whole apartment in the energy field. We were sleeping in it. We started having really vivid dreams, really. For the first time in my life, I was having technicolor dreams. Amazing. More colorful than a cartoon. It's just not normal. And I'd wake up so incredibly refreshed. You know when you get out of bed and you throw your feet on the ground and you think, yeah, bring it on. Well, this is what it was like. And I knew that this scalar is something seriously good. And we were not coming down with the things that the other spooky staff were coming down with, you know, things that were going around. We were just in incredible health. Now, I'm not saying it was because of what we did, but it was interesting anyway. We wanted a child, and we thought, well, look, we've got nothing to lose. So let's try stuff. And so I wrote down on a piece of paper my wish. I repeated the same sentence several times, and I put that on the scalar field. I'm not saying this is scientific. I'm not recommending people to do it. I'm just saying my personal story. Now, we've been trying for a child for many years, actually. And very, very shortly after that, we were blessed. And we've got a child now that's about 2.5 months old now. She's so healthy, so strong. She's she's at the top of the graph for her weight, and she's not chubby. Well, she's a little bit chubby, but she's happy chubby, but she's strong. She's so incredibly healthy. And you look at her and she smiles. She's got the energy of life. That's one success story I'll chalk up, but I won't put that in our on our official site. But this is, you know, the point I'm making is people should not limit themselves to what they are being told. And certainly if something is free or low cost, then truly, what have they got to lose? And so this was the thing I did. There was nothing to lose. And I really wanted to have a baby. I really wanted a child. And so I, you know, why not? A wild, a massive coincidence, maybe. The doctors told me I could not have a child. Well, here's to proving them wrong.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you are saying that we can take control of our health using Spooky Tooth Scaler.
or any of our products, but I'm not just pushing our products, you know. Really, if people open up their minds and even have the attitude of taking control of their own health. Our logo is take control. That is, there are two words that we use. And another one which we have is products for life. We make products for life, products for other people's lives. If we make something and it doesn't work, we don't sell it. Mm-hmm. We truly are not focused on our pockets. We're focused on results. We're focused on people being happy. You know about our SAMA series because I interviewed you just recently, and you're an amazing expert. I recommend people to view this one. I think it was episode 142 of SAMA. Or maybe it was 143, not sure, but it was riveting. We have these SAMAs not for personal gain. We try and avoid talking about ourselves during these SAMAs. We want to educate people. That is our goal. If we can get one person to think, hang on a moment, wow, I never thought that, I'm going to try it, then we've achieved our goal. Of course, you want to be more than just one person.
Yeah, I certainly would recommend to my students, especially those who are stuck. I mean, can it be also done with one of my students to whom I suggested it, and he reported really good results with just audio waves. And he used this scalar frequency during briefing sessions because our students practice breath. So you can imagine it's kind of, an additional kind of influence or therapy, which could be done together with a briefing session, because for briefing session, you know, we do like whatever, we have devices, so we would take a reduced briefing, so we sit down and do like practice maybe 20, 30 minutes long, which is also similar to what you suggest on this right frequency side.
Our discussion that we had during that seminar, I was so interested. I didn't want to take control over the discussion, but I practice meditation. We've given some of our scalar units to yoga classes and yoga masters because they find that they can go down to a deeper level during their meditation. They find it easier to go down. Now, when you're talking about your breathing, we don't do the Indian style of meditation where you hyperventilate until you get dizzy and fall over. We meditate as in total relaxation. There's a point where we do what we call embiotic breathing, where you breathe through your navel. You don't breathe through your lungs. You don't take in oxygen from there. You breathe in through your stomach. And there are people that can do this without breathing naturally. They can go for hours without respiring. So when you're talking about your breathing and the rates that you breathe, when we're in the right state, we don't need to breathe at all. We don't need to eat. Just you're taking all the energy from the ether that surrounds you. It's absolutely fascinating to think, well, life needs air. You need air to breathe, and therefore the more air the better. But it's not that, and you proved this in our discussion earlier. But more than that, I'd extend that to the point where you can draw off the ether and breathe through your navel and not have to breathe at all through your nose. I've been in one class in particular where they blocked your nose and they closed your mouth, and you had to survive, and you had to breathe through your navel. You can only do this in a certain state. Now, this sounds totally out there, really bizarre. And of course, if you try anything crazy like this when you're totally untrained and unprepared and you don't know you haven't progressed to that level, you're going to find yourself rather blue in the face, as you would do if you just generally try to reduce your respiratory rate without the steps in the path. But if you do go down the path and do that journey, you will find yourself where you can do embryonic breathing and breathing through your navel. You're just drawing from your chakras rather than from this raw air. I don't know whether you know anything about this, whether you've practiced this in your teachings, but it's really fascinating. It might be just a China thing, I don't know, because I know in India, when you do meditation, they like the heavy breathing, and it gets you dizzy, so your brain gets in a certain state, and then it's easier to visualize things, and you can see the colors of your chakras. But there's other ways of doing it through meditation. For me, some things really don't work with me, and I recognize what they are. One of the things that doesn't work with me are mantras. Mantras, for whatever reason, just do not work. It's the way that my brain is hardwired. I cannot clear my mind by repeating the same phrase over and over. But I've come to realize that in times early in the morning, when I'm lying in bed in a semi-vegetative state, half animal, half vegetable, my mind can be anywhere. That is my form of meditation, where I can put myself in certain positions, put myself in certain areas, and I can see things I can't see whilst I'm awake. And those are the times when I came up with most of my ideas, which I've implemented in Spooky, for example. I've come to realize that I can do that very easily. And I can do that both daytime and nighttime, if I give myself a bit of time in preparation. And so I've basically given up on mantras, and now I just put myself into that state. Everyone's different, that's what works for me. So in that state, I can think ideas which I wouldn't think through the clutter, with all the noise that I'm being bombarded with thoughts in my awakened state. So this is how I apply my meditation.
I have another practical and related question related to, let's say, when somebody is doing, let's say, a reduced breathing exercise, or we watch their breath in the meditative state, you know, like focus on their breath for, of course, like 20, 30 minutes, quite usually like typical time of our sessions. What type of like these rifle frequencies, like for what conditions would you recommend? Would it be better to be like some specific, or it depends on a different person, like we need different depending on what we have?
A lot of what you do in your work is control that your brain has over your body. And so you want frequencies which are harmonious to the frequencies within your brain. And so these are the slow frequencies. They're not the high frequencies that we would associate with Royal Rife. So you'd want to have entrainment frequencies. And certainly audio frequencies are fantastic for that, amazing for that. Especially ones which have got a phase angle. So it sets up a beat frequency between your ears, which, funny enough, most people have their brain between their ears. So it's perfect for that. The nerve lengths between the ears and the brain are equidistant between the left and the right. So you have a phase angle between the two, and it makes your brain partially confused as it mixes those two signals of the same frequency, the same sound. And the phase difference sets up a third frequency, a beat frequency. And that's the one that really does a lot of the work. And so the entrainment frequencies will have a great benefit for students in your class. For breathing, but also Spooky Scalar, without any frequencies being applied at all, just a general scalar field, will have a great benefit to people in your class. That's what was used in these yoga classes, both for training and for practicing the yoga, because it allowed the students to reach their meditative states sooner. Which is probably what your breathing is as well. It probably isn't so different between the two. It's where you've got a very strong control over your breathing, over bodily functions. Now the breathing, the signal from your breathing comes from your brain. It's not autonomous like your heart. So you can be unconscious and your heart will always be working. Because you're not very, very deeply unconscious, you've still got your breathing going. But with this COVID-19, the virus that's coming out, that knocks out the path between your brain and your lungs, and you stop breathing. Because it's brain controlled, your techniques are training your brain to take better control over your lungs. Well, I'm teaching you, it should be the other way around, shouldn't it? And
absolutely correct. Yeah, I know.
And so it's making something which is second nature anyway, more refined, more controlled, controlled subconsciously. So I admired when I heard about you, and I said, yes, we've got to have this gentleman on because it's fully aligned with the way that I think. It's where you are training your brain to take better control over your body functions and making it so that your body is performing better. By breathing less, you're delivering more oxygen to your body. That's fantastic. Well, people should realize that. I didn't before our talk. Yeah, well, Spooky Scalar will help people that are doing this training. It raises, it sort of like connects your thoughts better with your body. It makes the connection a little bit stronger. And so you'll find that people will reach the pinnacle faster. If there is a pinnacle, there's always room for improvement. But we found that people that were meditating would meditate to get to their certain level so much faster, and they report back to us, gosh, it's amazing. Not just for them, but for their students. And we've had people smuggle in Spooky Scalar into hospitals as well, because people that are in hospital, they need help there more than anywhere else. And the Spooky Scalar has given them the boost that their bodies needed to get over the worst of it and start becoming well again. Unfortunately, hospitals aren't too friendly towards people taking control. And we've had a few hospitals say no to people bringing our products in there. It's ignorance, really, just blind ignorance. Harmful ignorance too, because they're harming, hopefully unintentionally, the patients that they're purportedly trying to help. It's a crazy world we live in. The doctors, the very few doctors that are willing to do an intravenous C, for example, to get the people to sign a waiver form. You know, if anything happens, it's not the doctor's fault. Well, that's okay, I guess. We don't want to blame doctors for doing something that we request ourselves. But vitamin C is natural. We need it, and our body doesn't create it ourselves, and it does so much good in your body. It's the truth is out there for anyone that's willing to listen. And with your solutions for just breathing slowly, there's a free solution, again, totally perfectly aligned with our way of thinking. If we can do something for nothing, well, we'll do it. We'll provide it for free. So yeah, I think what you're doing was fantastic, and we're trying to do a similar thing, provide solutions for people that don't cost the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that there would be many students, particularly so-called hard cases, we call them, because I would say, I would encourage other people as well, of course, to try this method, because it can assist them to progress faster in terms of breath, and maybe to achieve even something else in addition to that. Like, because breath is, I believe it's a very important thing, but it's not the only one. So, but hard case is what I mean. Like, it's actually, for me, I feel myself very kind of discouraged and maybe in a way like depressed and helpless, you know, when there are somebody who are trying their best, you know, with lifestyle, with Buteyko reduced breathing, or we practice with devices sometimes like 2-3 hours a day, and we get maybe some improvement or already big improvement, but we may get stuck at certain point and cannot. I have with students every year, like, and somehow I know that since many of people, many of them learn maybe from other practitioners, and they get stuck. We start to research online, like who else can help them, and we eventually find me, and we start asking me questions like, "What should I do now to continue to move up?" Because it seems to be that there are of course cases, like as I started to talk, where having something else applied would be very beneficial. And we know now that, for example, Buteyko method, as I've been teaching it a long time ago already, has great kind of additional kind of parts where it can be improved. Like I know it in relation to diet, for example, and even breathing exercises, some of them could be more effective for a variety of reasons. So, and therefore, of course, like to move forward, I'm myself really open to various other methods. And
well, that. Yeah, well, spooky scaling will certainly help. I'll tell you a little story. When I started learning meditation, I did my first meditation lesson, serious lesson. And then I was asked about it later, and I explained, I answered what my experiences were to my teacher as a one-on-one lesson. And he said to me, "Do I remember breathing whilst I was meditating?" And I said, "No, I don't remember breathing." He said to me, "I didn't breathe." This was over the course of about 10 minutes. I didn't breathe. And okay, now I realize that when I sleep, quite often my body just doesn't need a lot of oxygen. So I truly not breathe heavily, very shallow, and maybe respire maybe once a minute or more. And I'll tell you something as well. My heart rate, I bought myself a health watch, because Huawei, but I mean iPhone make them as well, to monitor my heart rate whilst I sleep. My heart rate goes down to 30. It's when my rate is so incredibly low, my breathing is basically non-existent, that I can put myself into the state where it's this meditative state whilst I'm half awake, half asleep, and all these ideas start flowing through me. But also, that's the point where my body is resetting itself. And I can wake up so incredibly refreshed. I don't think we need a lot of oxygen to survive, and too much oxygen is oxidative stress. So,
in tissues, it's somehow impossible to get too much oxygen. But it's like called cascade, you know, of oxygen, meaning that it decreases out there, let's say 20%, lungs 16%, arterial blood a little bit less. Then of course, once you go to cells and tissues, many cells are far away from the closest, you know, capillary, closest blood vessel, so oxygen needs to travel through several other cells to get there. That of course makes it way, way less. So the large drop is of course very, very large.
I agree perfectly. Now, it's funny where conversations go. I'll throw this into the mix because we haven't talked about it before. I am a motorcycle enthusiast. I've owned them, I've raced them, I love them. The closest to a motorcycle I have now is an electric one, because I don't have my rider's license in China, and you'd be crazy to ride a motorcycle here anyway. But there's different types of motorcycles. Now, there's basically two different categories if you really want to get simple. There's those little motorcycles that scream their hearts out to ride, you know, ride fast. They can be quite powerful, but they're really working hard and fast. The multi-cylinders. And then you get the big lazy thumpers like the Harley Davidsons and Indians, both beautiful bikes made in America. There, they've got two cylinders, two big ones, and they thump. They wait a while, then they thump, and they wait a while. Now, the little ones that are very, very high tuned, they can be very quick and nippy. They don't last very long. They've got to be worked on, overhauled quite regularly. The big thumpers, they last forever. They're the trucks of the motorcycle world. I'd rather be a Harley Davidson or an Indian than to be a Yamaha, right? I want to live a long time, and I want to still be thumping away at a very late age. So this is another appeal to me. If I'm breathing very quickly, my whole body is it's always alert, it's always working hard. If I'm like a big single or twin motorcycle, I breathe and then I rest. Let my body absorb the oxygen, collect all the CO2 ready for the next cycle. It's more natural, it's more balanced, it's more beautiful. I don't want to be having to be, it's all very well being a high performance model, but I also want to be a long performance model, you know? And so this is where I think as well, you know, if I respire slowly, if during the course of a day, my heart at most normally is about 50 beats per minute, then my body is going to last longer. I'm not wearing it out. I do training still. I do exercises and things, and I do inconvenience myself with going through lifts if I can avoid the elevator at all possible. I keep myself very fit. And so my heart rate is always low. My breathing rate is low because my efficiency is quite high for when I do my exercises. So if my breathing is slow during the course of a day because of training, because of what you teach, then it's going to be even better.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you, John. Thank you for coming and sharing your great experience.
Yeah. We've talked about everything from Scala to Harley Davidson's. Yeah. I've owned a Harley Davidson. It was my favorite bike. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. It was great to talk with you.
It was a pleasure being on your show, and thank you for having me on. I hope that I've said a few things which are applicable.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.